As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Yeah, buddy, the sun is rising over Missouri, folks, and it's time once again for a Show Me Showdown. We got breakfast on the table all across America, coffee brewing on the stove, and there's still a revolution in the air. Boy, isn't there. Welcome to our Friday, February the 25th, 2011, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We come at you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. My name, of course, is William Roberts. Always good news, hard facts, and workable solutions for you. If you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, you're definitely not alone, but you are in the right place at the right time to become vocal local. This is the home of philosophical radicalism, where freedom is popular and remains the best hope for America. Interactive talk radio is the name of the game, and to be a part of today's broadcast, you can log on and bookmark becomevocallocal.com to engage in our chat room discussions. Or you can pick up the phone, call throughout the broadcast for those with unlimited long-distance access or in the Austin, Texas area. You may call in at area code 512-904-8014 to join me live on air. And from around America and around the world, you can call in toll-free at 866-841-1065. Of course, your calls are welcome. You may also send your ideas for guests, show topics, and news to me via email and bvlhost@centurytel.net. That's bvlhost@centurytel.net. And for those without internet access listening by any of our affiliate stations and micro broadcasters, you too can be a part of it. Simply send your letters to me at William Roberts, Post Office Box 96, out of Exeter, Missouri, 65647. Again, that's P.O. Box 96, Exeter, Mo, 65647. Always glad to receive your letters. Once again, a big shout-out to Liberty Radio out of Owensville, Missouri. Micro, 1650 AM, Tonawanda, New York, 94.3 Elgin, Texas, 100.1 FM, Austin, Texas, Real Liberty Media, Channel 16, and the Talk Stream Live, of course. There's other places to listen as well. Thank you so much for broadcasting Become Vocal Local to your local listening audiences. Our call-in number remains throughout the broadcast, 866-841-1065. Your calls are certainly welcome, and all that contact information can be found at becomevocallocal.com, our webpage. The active trading this morning out of New York City, 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Daylight Time, but an hour ago found gold trading up $3.70 at $1,405.80 a troy ounce. Silver up 74 cents at $32.85 an ounce. Platinum up $4 in the spot market at $1,785 an ounce. And palladium up 9 at $782. The lows and the highs in the gold spot market this morning, about a $12 spread shaping up, $1,398.90 for a low, $1,411 an ounce for a high, but at $1,405.80, your gold is up year to year, $299.20 for a 27.04% return on your investment, and that ain't small change. The London gold fix this morning. The boys in London set the price of gold at $1,405. It's trading right on top of that right now. You can see how that works, these price victors over in London, the London Bullion Market Association. Yeah, you got it. SPDR gold shares, I guess big news. This morning they're showing holding their 1,211.57 metric tons. Of course, for those of you that follow the broadcast, you'll see that that's a 6.67 metric ton sell-off from yesterday. So the SPR gold shares is dumping gold in the exchange traded funds this morning, valued on their $55.00 billion. The Dow Jones Industrial Average yesterday, continuing this bloodshed going on in the stocks and commodities there, down 37, closing at 12,069. The NASDAQ closed down 15 at 2738. The S&P 500, I wonder if that was a down or whether that was up. I think I might have made a mistake there. The S&P 500 closed down 1 at 1,306. I'll check that NASDAQ and report it after the break. Stay tuned.
Every day you hear the news. As an American citizen, I'm sure you're concerned. You may even feel like you have no control. Of course, you can't control things like natural disasters or the real estate meltdown, but these days, a number of Americans are returning to the practice of being self-reliant by keeping food and water in reserve. That's why you need BeFoodReady.com. BeFoodReady.com has high-quality, delicious foods that are savable and storable. The foods are dehydrated, so all you need to do is add water. They're made from premium-grade fresh raw fruits, vegetables, dairy products, and other high-quality ingredients. Our stuff is awesome, and it's available in single packets for less than $2 a serving. When you buy it in the packs, it can be 91 cents or less, depending on the package that you're getting. And these foods can be stored for as long as 15 years. Log on to our website to watch a short video, learn about our food selections, how to start your own business, and how you can try 6 meals for free. Log on to BeFoodReady.com.
A wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties, a few years ago. In fact, Moroni's called his work a dire prophecy. And it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.endofamerica10.com. Although this video may be offensive to some audiences, it's worth checking out. Again, that's www.endofamerica10.com.
Hi, I'm Don Wiskin, and have you ever wondered what the garlic cayenne drops could do for you? February is Heart Month, and we want you to find out just what can happen when you take the right combination of herbs designed to maintain our cardiovascular health. Purchase a 4-month supply of Extendivite drops or capsules, plus get a bonus month supply of capsules for only $125 plus shipping. That's 5 months worth of Extendivite for $25 per month. This is a Heart Month special to help get you started on your path to better health and ends February 28th, so don't be left out. Find out what Extendivite can do for you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Friday, February the 25th, 2011, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We come at you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Once again, you can find our chat room at becomevocallocal.com. A lot of chatter sitting there already, active conversation. Let's go back into our market report for this morning one more time and review for those that were away at the top of the hour news and weather break. Active trading out of New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. Found gold trading up $3.70 an ounce at $1,405.80. Silver up 74 cents at $32.85. Platinum up $4 at $17.85. And palladium up 9 at $7.82. Wasn't able to confirm the NASDAQ up or down. I think it was up, but it may have been down. Either way, it's not much. Dow Jones Industrial Average yesterday closed off 37, that's for sure, at 12,069. Either way, the NASDAQ closed out at 27.38 yesterday. S&P 500 off 1 at 13.06. Crude oil this morning, you know, lots of hubbub about crude oil, but really, relax, folks. Everything's all right. Libya doesn't produce that much crude. We don't usually get it anyway, so relax. It's all just market manipulation going on. 0.84 cents bump up this morning. Excuse me, $0.84, 84 cents up. Off, come on, Will, off 84 cents at $96.44 for those 42-gallon barrels of light sweet Clarude. Fire up that chainsaw-like tongue. It's Friday. Yeah, the U.S. dollar index this morning up 14 basis points at 77.23. Find out all about it on the Intercontinental Exchange Inc.'s website. got that one out. You'll find all about the foreign exchange rates there as well. Canadian loonie this morning, exchanging against the U.S. dollar, moving up 11 basis points at $1.01, still above parity with the U.S. dollar. They nailed this one down with brass tacks. The Mexican peso firmly pegged to the U.S. dollar, still at 8 cents a pop. The euro this morning down 48 basis points. Of course, the euro and the British pound, Swiss franc, they're all down. You know, Europe is in trouble. You know, a little bit of turmoil there. They're dealing with the Brent crude. They do get impacted by what happens in the Middle East, more so than we do. But anyway, the euro down 48 basis points this morning at $1.38. The British pound off 28 at $1.61. The Swiss franc down 46 at $1.08. In the bond market this morning, the two-year yielding treasuries, the yield of the two-year treasuries is 0.74%. Now, you know, that's down about 10 basis points. Over the last couple of weeks, it was trading up in the 0.83 range. Now it's 0.74. The 10-year yield this morning at 3.44 and the 30-year at 4.53. Of course, it impacts. There's impact involved in this. This is this bonded indebtedness. This is what Benjamin Bernanke loves to buy. Anyway, the mortgage market this morning, 15-year fixed-rate mortgages move up from 4.09% a month ago to 4.16, and the 30-year fixed-rate mortgages moving up from 4.81 to 4.87, just a small move month to month. Prime rate this morning stands at 3.25%, and your gold-to-silver ratio takes you 42.79 ounces of silver this morning to pick up 1 ounce of gold. The Econo Day calendar, very busy day yesterday. Durable goods, we talked about. Jobless claims, talked about that. James Bullard spoke while we were on air. FHFA house prices, talked about that. New home sales came out. We didn't have time yesterday to go there. We'll go there this morning. The EIA natural gas report was out. The petroleum status, all these things happened in the afternoon, so we missed them in the early morning broadcast, but we'll go back and pick them up this morning. We've got the GDP, the gross domestic product. That report is out, and we should have consensus coming out on consumer sentiment today as well. Probably won't be able to pick that one up. But let's go over here and take a look at the FHFA House Price Index. That's the Federal Housing Finance Agency, the FHFA. We're going to talk a little bit about this today. We'll take a look at some of the things that are going on when we look at Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, Boeing, Walker, green energy, stuff like that, Mediterranean Union, NATO, UN, focus on Libya. I've got all this stuff on the browser today, but we'll go into this one. The FHFA purchase-only house price index declined 0.3% in December, following a dip of 0.3% the prior month. On a year-on-year basis, the FHFA HPI, the house price index, is down 3.3%. compared to a down 4.6% in November. Basically, foreclosures and a soft market continue to weigh on house prices, and today's reported drop in new home sales added to the downward pressure on houses. All right? Now, going forward, this is going to be increasingly important. So this is why we cover it every morning. Now, the new home sales, lower prices gave a boost to existing home sales, but didn't do much on the new home side, where sales fell a sharp 12.6% to a lower than expected annual rate of 284,000 units. All right? It's a lot. Regional data are mixed, but the South, Texas, where unit sales exceed all other regions combined, shows a 12.8% decline. Now, just roll that out in your mind. All of the the hardware stores, the lumber stores, all of the siding suppliers, all the concrete contractors, all the concrete batch plants, all of the rebar, lumber for making forms, all of the real estate agents involved, the closing agents involved, your roofers, your drywallers, your insulators. Just roll it out. And then add to that grocery stores, hot tubs, the sale of beer down at your corner get and go, nails, hammers, everything. Roll it out. Haircuts, shirts. You start messing with construction, and you really start messing with the economy. Median price for a new home fell 1.9%, let's just say 2% in the month, again, to $230,600, with the average price down 10.5% to $260,300. Now, these numbers are higher than we had yesterday. Year-on-year price comparisons show a 5.7% gain for the median and an 8.2% decline for the average, both deteriorating from prior months, especially on the average side. The drop in sales is making supply look heavier again at 7.9 months at the current sales rate versus 7 months in December. They got supply laying out there almost 8 months. You might as well just not even build a house this summer. Anything that you still got in your inventory by next fall, sell it at fire sale prices. See what I'm saying? That's not good news. And you start jacking around with the gasoline prices, and you're going to have even more trouble to go with it. Here's the natural gas report. You know, we're still in the middle of winter here. Natural gas in storage fell 81 billion cubic feet in the February 18th week. A withdrawal of 80 to 85 billion cubic feet was expected. So they were looking for 80 to 85. They got 81, just about right on top of their anticipation there. The petroleum status report. You know, everybody's talking about, oh, my God, Libya, oh, they've cut off their crude. Well, they haven't cut off all of their crude. I spent an hour or better last night going through every combination of word searches and Boolean searches that I could come up with. And basically, there are a few companies that have backed off. Some of them have curtailed entirely. But overall, in Libya, you know, this is Gaddafi land, in Libya, they only produce about between 1.6 and 1.9. Some say as much as 2% of the global market. So they're really not a big player. Shouldn't impact us this much. Most of what we're seeing right now is speculation in the increase. And so we should see that as the fears of unrest and as, you know, the jackals get closer to whacking Gaddafi, the tribal leaders come into play, we should see the price of crude oil go down. If it doesn't go down, we know we're getting zipped again. We'll be right back.
At HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our microplant powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the Socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Ever wish that you could listen to Oracle Broadcasting away from your computer? Now you can with Oracle Broadcasting's new Listen by Phone feature. This free service turns any phone into an Oracle Broadcasting receiver. Simply call 704-772-7627. At the prompt, press the Oracle station code 10007. That's 704-772-7627, then 10007. Normal long distance and cell phone rates apply. Stay connected with OracleBroadcasting.com.
Imagine no longer being tied down to your computer, but having the freedom to take live talk radio with you anywhere you go. TalkStream Live introduces our first ever iPhone application. The talk shows you follow now follow you, and your iPhone is now the fastest and easiest way to stay connected to the best talk radio on the internet. Let TalkStream Live transform the way you listen to radio. Listen to live talk shows 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Mobile talk radio from TalkStream Live, now available in the iTunes App Store.
My soul Come explore the human stargate and what lies beyond. Walk the rebel path. Sundays.
Well, let's go live to our caller, our roving reporter from Massachusetts, and say good morning to Jeff from Chelsea. Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning, Will. How's it going?
Doing as good as it can be.
Well, that's it. It's pouring rain out, and I work outside. But anyways, Will, as far as oil is concerned, very, very simple. Why are we beholden to all these third world nations? I mean, that's number one.
Well, largely, let me just jump in and respond as we go. Largely, Jeff, it's because we're beholden to the third world nations because they're holding all of our third dollars.
Yeah, well, that's what the problem is. I mean, to me, I think Obama's an agent of Saudi Arabia or one of these third world nations. And he's coming in there on behalf of Russia, China, and all of them. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if all these third world countries sat at the table and go, how can we rape Lady Liberty and do it with a smile? And then after it's all done, we carve up America, China, you get a piece, Russia, you get a piece, Cuba, you get a piece, Mexico, you get a piece, South America, you get a piece. All the countries get a piece of America. I call it reparations, if you will. And oil is a major part of it. We should have opened up the Alaskan pipeline a long time ago. We should have a far right wing president who says bleep you to all these third world countries, and we become self sufficient. We're like Switzerland. We close our borders. We let in who we want to let in, and throw the rest out.
We could certainly try for self reliance. I don't know whether any country can be self sufficient the way that the minerals are spread and dispersed on the planet. But one of the things for sure, if we wanted to, you know, start the trail in a good place, you could go back to Woodrow Wilson making the world safe for democracy, the haberdashers and all that, you know, and just follow it forward. But we were betrayed 100 years ago, Jeff. And so, you know, when we created Aramco, we knew what we were building there. We reported just the other morning on the Fred Koch, the founder of what is the second largest, I think, privately held company in this country. So there've been a lot of dynamics, and yeah, I'd sure like to see Barry the Usurper go back to Kenya, and maybe, you know,
oh, me too.
Or he could just visit. He could visit with his family in Indonesia, or go any place he wants to practice his stuff, you know. But as far as I'm concerned, you know, he has no place at all, and nothing that the 111th and nothing that the 112th Congress, in my mind, will ever be considered law, because, you know, if you're not, you know, qualified to serve in that capacity, his signature means nothing to me. None of his executive orders, I'll defy every one of them for the rest of my days. But, you know, this is part of the problem, Jeff, because we've got to look back to the beginning of the problem. So oftentimes, you know, it's like coming in a prize fight, and here we are in the eighth round, you know. We didn't see what happened in the first seven, so we don't really know where it's at, you know. But we're in the eighth round, and you're right, our guy's down and his nose is bleeding.
Exactly. And you know what else, too, is in a perfect world, the Council on Foreign Relations, the CNP, the Trilateral Commission, Bilderberg Group, all these groups would be eliminated. They'd be considered subversive organizations and would be eliminated. The Freemasons, right down the line.
Well,
eliminated.
You know, let me jump in on that one, and let's look at it from the standpoint of the right to peaceably assemble, you know. People have a right to get together with whomever they want to get together, but it's up to our government, it's up to us, it's up to the people, it's up to the family members, it's up to the companies that these people represent that need to be putting the kibosh on their plans, you know. And if they are, if they're found to be a subversive group, then you can break them up, you know. But as far as, you know, restricting them, what would happen if we were to do that? We would just come in, let's say we get some good hemp rope, Jeff, and we just hang the whole lot of them. Well, how about our? How about the Ozark Property Rights Congress? Are we going to be called a subversive group? You know, how about your radical right? You know, Christian extremists. Are they going to be called subversive group? So I mean, it's a terrible balancing act that we're faced with. But you know, this is the way that we need to go forward. We need to study our history very carefully. Then we need to find out where we are right today, and then we need to look at the future, because it's only in the future that we'll really have an impact.
Will, the future looks bleak. Will, I just keep thinking about the past, where when the center square, you had the noose, you had the rope, you had the town church, and the sheriff ran the town with an iron fist. That's the cowboy days, Texas justice.
Well, you know, and in that type of environment, you know, I have clippings from the last public hanging that we had here in this county, all right? And it was for horse thieving. And so, you know, they didn't do it in the middle of, you know, hidden away in a prison someplace. No, they didn't.
Oh, no.
They came out on a hillside. They set the gallows up right there. All the wagons are in the picture. All the children are in the picture. The preacher's there. All of the people from the town council are all there. Everybody stands there and they watch the horse thief get hung. Now, that's a public, that's a public exhibition. It's a lesson for the children. It's a lesson for the adults. And we didn't have.
Don't steal horses.
That's right. Don't steal. That's the message. Thou shalt not steal. You know, what's hard to understand
exactly
about this. And so.
Exactly.
For that.
Well,
go ahead.
I'm going to go because I have to get back to work. Will, it's been great talking to you. And all I have to say is yee-haw and yippee-ki-yay. Have a good one.
Ah, you too, buddy. That's Jeff from Chelsea. Yeah, brings up a lot of good points. A lot of good points, you know. You go back to a public hanging and you stop having all this nonsense. Give some people some, you know, put it in their mind, put it in their eye, you know. We don't need to have 65,236 other type of laws. What we need to do is enforce a few simple precepts. You know, I like to look at the natural law and the common law myself. But when we got into this world of administrative law, well, things got really bad and things got worse. So anyway, that's where all that's at. Now let's go back in and finish out this a little bit more here. As regards to the, let's see what we've got here, the gross domestic product, all right? The fourth quarter turned out to be not as strong as initially estimated. Fourth quarter GDP growth was revised down 2.8% annualized growth from the advance estimate of 3.2. We're not getting what we need to get here. We're not seeing as much as we need to see. No doubt about it. Let's continue. The new figure fell short of analyst forecast for 3.4%. However, the fourth quarter was still marginally healthier than the third quarter pace of 2.6%. But go over, take a look at what's happening in China this morning. Look at what's happening in India. You know, they're out there in the 7, 8, 9, 10%, you know, gross domestic product. They're looking at a strong year-to-year annual growth. We're not. I mean, we're down there slogging along, just barely keeping up with inflation. The downward revision to the percent change in real GDP primarily reflected an upward revision due to imports. All right? An upward revision due to imports. You with me? These numbers get changed month to month. And yet, unfortunately, the marketplace reacts to these numbers. People invest and they make their buying and selling decisions based on the news. But then, the next month, those numbers are shown to be in error. So it's really important, it's incumbent upon all of us to do our own homework for these sorts of things. So we'll just continue. Notably, demand numbers were revised down somewhat. Demand is everything. Demand is everything. We don't need to worry about whether there is a shortage of, let's say, of Libyan crude. You know, we don't need to worry about that. The demand is down all across the United States. Look at the number of people that are unemployed. Look at the contractors that are out of work. You know, unless you've got a real need to run your trucks and your equipment and stuff like that, hey, you're sitting by the wood stove enjoying a cup of coffee on a cold morning, you know? So anyway, there's more to all of this stuff. Year to year, real gross domestic product in the fourth quarter is up 2.7% compared to 3.2. It's a lengthy article. Might want to check it out and put it in your mind because gross domestic product really is an important thing to look at. Let's go all the way back over now. I got to scroll to the other side of my browser. We'll pick up some of the other news for this morning. Here we go. Now back in the rich territory here. Come on, I got a couple more. There we go. This is where I want to be. Let's see what we got. Mm-hmm. Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. When we come back from the break, I'm going to talk about Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac seeking $3.1 billion amid improved earnings. Stick right with us. We'll be right back.
Cutting Edge Talk Radio, online, worldwide, at OracleBroadcasting.com.
Heirloom Organics non-hybrid seeds are the long-term survival food solution. Heirloom Organics is the largest provider of 100% non-hybrid seeds prepared for long-term storage. Starting at just $99, the complete survival seed vault contains a one-year food garden for two people. The family, homestead, and farm packs provide for up to 12 people. Go to GetSeedsNow.com. Learn how you can protect your family and community by providing everlasting food supply from your own non-hybrid seeds at GetSeedsNow.com. Or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com. To see our extensive line of specialty seed packs, which include kitchen herbs, medicinal herbs, herbal tea, fruit, tomato, chili peppers, and many others, go to GetSeedsNow.com or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com.
We all know that Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal. But something seems to be missing.
Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com.
But wait, there's more.
You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And so back to this discussion now about Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac seeking $3.1 billion amid improved earnings. You know, we're going to talk about some other things. But just recently, you know, Congress is all excited about their $61 billion tax cut. And then we just continue to hemorrhage red ink. All right. And when we're talking about Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, I think we need to pay real close attention to this. I was listening to a broadcast last evening. Alfred Adisk on his broadcast, and he was interviewing a woman named Heather, who was the former prosecuting attorney out in Pierce County, Washington, and Donna Barrett, and all of you, some of you may have heard her. You can always follow Alfred's stuff at adisk.blogspot.com. I really enjoy his broadcast, but he's definitely digging in deep into this foreclosure fraud with a couple of ladies that are doing some substantial research. But anyway, she alluded to this idea that it may be, you know, Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac that orchestrated this whole thing. And she's not just blowing smoke, all right? So anyway, here we are now chunking in $3.1 billion to them. Freddie Mac and Fannie Mae, the mortgage finance companies operating under U.S. conservatorship, bankruptcy's court there, it sounds like, or something worse. Have to look into that conservatorship and find out exactly what all the implications are there. Requested another $3.1 billion in Treasury Department aid as they reported quarterly earnings reflecting improving health. Now, they sapped us for a whole gob and a bunch of do-re-mi and perhaps destroyed the housing market and irreparably harmed property by, you know, creating these change breaks in the change of title if these people are actually at fault here? And yet they're being bailed out. These are private companies. These are not, this is not, this is not government agency, even though they're now operating under U.S. conservatorship. Let's go on. Fannie Mae reported net income of $73 million for the three-month period that ended December the 31st. The Washington-based company, private, first positive results in 3 years. McLean, Virginia-based Freddie Mac's quarterly loss narrowed to $113 million from the $6.5 billion in the same period a year earlier. These people are in the meltdown phases here. Both companies reported net worth deficits attributable largely to the quarterly dividend payments that they make to the Treasury Department, which has owned more than 79% of both companies since they were seized and placed under U.S. conservatorship during the credit crisis in 2008. All right? We're talking billions and billions here. The government-sponsored enterprises, which, and notice, government-sponsored enterprises, which owner guarantee more than half of the U.S. mortgages, have been sustained, underwritten, propped up, shored up, something that would otherwise fall on its own, by $154 billion in Treasury funds since the takeover. And Congress is stripping out $61 billion, right, of their budget. More than $20 billion of that money has been paid back to the taxpayers in the form of a 10% dividend on the shares owned by the Treasury. The Treasury, another private corporation, quasi-governmental. The Treasury yesterday, I'll be a little Timmy Geithner, yesterday released an accounting showing that the company's cost to taxpayers is declining as their dividend payments grow. The two companies paid a combined $3.8 billion in the fourth quarter, reducing the net cost to taxpayers to $133.7 billion, the Treasury said. Freddie Mac reported a net worth deficit of $401 million at its fourth quarter filing. These are the tax reports. Security and Exchange Commission attributing it partly to the $1.6 billion dividend payment owed to the Treasury. The company requested $500 million to eliminate the deficit. Fannie Mae sought $2.6 billion from the Treasury to help eliminate its $2.5 billion net worth deficit. Like smaller rival Freddie Mac, rivals, private companies, the firm cited the dividend obligation of $2.2 billion in Fannie Mae's case. A 2012 budget estimate predicted that the taxpayers' aid to Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac could total $224 billion by the end of 2012, next year, of which $55 billion will be returned in dividends. And Congress stripped $61 billion out of the budget and think they've done a good job? I don't think so. I don't think so. But what there's a real problem in here, and basically, there's no way to show that a loan has ever been made. Oh, it's a real nasty little web of deceit and trickery. It's clever. It's diabolical. But apparently, and this woman, Heather, and again, I'd like to get her on the air with me, with Alfred Adisk and Donna Barron. But apparently, none of the 23,000 mortgages reviewed by her have any evidence of a loan. It's a trickery game. It's a fraudulent scheme of the greatest proportion. And we're being asked to continue to throw billions and billions and billions at this thing. Unfreaking believable. This out of the State Journal from the chat room. Madison Police Chief, Mayor, asked the governor to explain troubling statements. This is by a D. Hall. Looks like a February the 25th article. Madison, that would be Wisconsin's mayor and police chief, Thursday called on Governor Scott Walker to explain statements he made in a secretly recorded phone conversation that he, quote-unquote, thought about planting troublemakers among the thousands of demonstrators at the Capitol. Someone in his inner circle raised seriously the possibility of hiring people to come in and apparently create violence in my city, Mayor Dave Keslickwitz or something like that said, quote, I find it appalling and I want to know who that was. Well, you know, that's the kind of thing that we do at the World Trade Organization meetings, G20 meetings, and summits like that. Seems pretty much a standard operating procedure for government to hire agents provocateur. Tens of thousands of people have demonstrated at the Capitol over the past 11 days, during which Madison police have made no arrests. Most of the demonstrators oppose a bill backed by Walker to limit collective bargaining rights for public employees, among other things, you should say inter alia. Madison Police Chief Noble Ray also said he wanted an explanation from the governor, saying he found it, quote, very unsettling and troubling that anyone could consider creating safety risks for our citizens and law enforcement officers. Well, there's more to that story. Find that posted in the chat room, all right? We'll go into that again in a moment, but this is another one I want to get to now. One that's just kind of been floating around. Boeing tanker win keeps the 767 alive and eases stings from delays. Again, right on the back of this $61 billion being trimmed. You know, they cut out the fat off the ham, then they kept the fat and threw the ham away. Anyway, wow. Boeing tanker. Here's the article. Will Daly writing for Bloomberg. Yesterday's news in the afternoon. Looks like in the evening. Boeing company kept alive its 760 model jet and eased the sting for months of delays on its two marquee airliners with its surprise win in a U.S. Air Force tanker program valued at about $30 billion. We make these specious claims about reducing the budget, you know, trying to balance the budget by knocking $61 billion out of it. How many amendments? I don't know how many of you are in communication with your U.S. House members, but you can go up on their websites typically and send emails. I'm doing that. I've been doing that. We've got a new guy representing the 7th District here, Billy Long. He's the man that was never a politician before, a businessman, gone to Washington. And I'm certainly hoping that he's going to pay close attention to what I'm sending him as far as the emails are concerned. Boeing company kept alive its 767 model. This says that they face the toughest competitor they know in the market, and they just came out first. Howard Rubel, a New York-based analyst with Jefferies & Company, said yesterday in an interview, quote, it says that maybe they're not as bad as their last two projects would have told you. They've been having a lot of trouble. We've been talking about these Dreamliners, these plastic jets, all right? Been having a lot of trouble with them. They're way behind. Boeing beat European Aeronautic Defense and Space Company for a contract to build the first 18 tankers, extending its role as the sole supplier of Air Force refueling aircraft since 1948. And pretty much had a monopoly since the end of the war. EADS was part of a Northrop Grumman Corporation-led team that won a 2008 contest before a Boeing protest forced new bidding. Building the refueling aircraft means Chicago-based Boeing can continue making the wide-body 767 jet on which the tanker is based. Now, remember yesterday we were talking about the news and the durable goods orders, and we had that 4,900% increase in orders. But it was not, you know, it was not a typo. But they didn't declare what it was for. Well, it could very well have been for this, all right? This could be that increase. Building the refueling aircraft means that Chicago-based Boeing can continue making the wide-bodied 767 jet on which the tanker is based. The backlog on that plane has dwindled to 50 orders as customers await the 787 Dreamliner, the composite plastic plane now about 3 years behind schedule. So Boeing's really struggling to stay on board here. It's really struggling to keep its head above water, and whatever funny business was necessary to drop this order in their pocket has been accomplished. So it keeps them in the tanker business, and it keeps them up in front of the Congress receiving money that otherwise, you know, they may not have been able to pull off. Got another one here right out of the email box, and I'll share it with you after this break. NSA breaks secrecy on its plan for a $5.2 billion expansion.
Every day you hear the news. As an American citizen, I'm sure you're concerned. You may even feel like you have no control. Of course, you can't control things like natural disasters or the real estate meltdown, but these days, a number of Americans are returning to the practice of being self-reliant by keeping food and water in reserve. That's why you need BeFoodReady.com. BeFoodReady.com has high-quality, delicious foods that are savable and storable. The foods are dehydrated, so all you need to do is add water. They're made from premium-grade fresh raw fruits, vegetables, dairy products, and other high-quality ingredients. Our stuff is awesome, and it's available in single packets for less than $2 a serving. When you buy it in the packs, it can be 91 cents or less, depending on the package that you're getting. And these foods can be stored for as long as 15 years. log on to our website to watch a short video, learn about our food selections, how to start your own business, and how you can try 6 meals for free. Log on to BeFoodReady.com.
A wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties, a few years ago. In fact, Moronis called his work a dire prophecy. And it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.endofamerica10.com. Although this video may be offensive to some audiences, it's worth checking out. Again, that's www.endofamerica10.com.
Hi, I'm Don Wiskin, and have you ever wondered what the garlic cayenne drops could do for you? February is Heart Month, and we want you to find out just what can happen when you take the right combination of herbs designed to maintain our cardiovascular health. Purchase a 4-month supply of Extendivite drops or capsules, plus get a bonus month supply of capsules for only $125 plus shipping. That's 5 months worth of Extendivite for $25 per month. This is a Heart Month special to help get you started on your path to better health and ends February 28th, so don't be left out. Find out what Extendivite can do for you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, this is Mike Chambers. Join me live weekdays for Mike Chambers Live from 11 to 3 p.m. Central Time here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
So again, just trying to contain my mirth and sarcasm in regards to trimming $61 billion out of the budget when we're trillions and trillions in debt. The NSA breaks secrecy on its plans for a $5.2 billion expansion. This article comes off the Baltimore Business Journal. Its date was Monday, July the 19th, so it's a little bit older news than we'd ordinarily throw out here. But it was sent to us by one of our listeners via email. The National Security Agency has completed plans for a massive expansion at Fort George Meade as the secretive code cracking arm of the Pentagon gears up to battle cyber terrorists across the globe. Now, this might be old news to a lot of you, but it was relatively interesting to me. The agency recently completed a study on the impacts of its proposed $5.2 billion expansion growth that includes adding up to 11,000 jobs. Man, stuck on stupid. The number one employer in this country seems to be the government. Everybody works for the government, don't they? Growth that it includes adding up to 11,000 jobs and 5.8 million square feet of new office space for its Fort Meade headquarters. Just what we need. The environmental impact statement outlines several possible growth options, either of which stands to have a dramatic impact on the Fort Meade area and greater Baltimore. Flying in the face of negative impact. In an environmental impact statement, these guys, the gum is going forward. The NSA is planning to expand onto a 227-acre parcel at Fort Meade, known as the Site M, displacing a golf course now on the land. That is in addition to the 630 acres it already occupies at the 5,067-acre military base. If it is allowed to expand onto Site M, the NSA is looking at various options, blah, blah, blah. Right? Never seems to end. But where's this budget trimming when you need it, right? Going back to this Boeing article, oh, let's just drop that one and jump over to Wisconsin and carry the theme forward a little bit further. Wisconsin Assembly passes the bill curbing collective bargaining. This by Esme Dupre, or Duprez, February the 25th, new news, Wisconsin's Assembly passed Governor Scott Walker's limits on the collective bargaining power of government workers' unions, ending a debate that began on February the 22nd, while the Senate Democrats are still out of state to block the bill. All right? The Assembly in Madison early today voted 51-17. Over the shouted objections of some legislators and 28 lawmakers failed to cast their ballots. All right? The measure still must be considered in the Senate, which has been unable to muster a quorum since last week after its 14 Democrats fled the state to stall the measure. All right? If you guys ever come back, they might have to do a little splaining, as they say. Quote, I'm still holding out hope that if not all 14, that some of those senators will see the wisdom of coming home, close quote. Walker, a Republican who took office last month, young man, 44 years old, it looks like, something like that. Walker, a Republican who took office last month, said yesterday at a press briefing, rejecting the bill may mean unintended consequences, including halting a bond refinancing to save $165 million, the firing of 1,500 workers, and delaying Medicaid payments. His repair bill will give local governments the tools they need to manage budgets after he cuts their funding in a spending plan to be unveiled March the 1st. His proposal aims to close a projected $137 million deficit for the current fiscal year and a $3.6 billion gap in the next biennium. He said it will reduce local government costs by $724 million a year. I wish him the best of luck with that. Gaddafi bolsters defenses in Tripoli while UN mulls Libya sanctions. Again, off the Bloomberg website, Gregory Viscusti writing this, Maram Mazan and Benjamin Harvey collaboratively writing new news. Muammar Gaddafi bolstered defenses in Libya's capital after rebels seized much of the rest of the country, as the United Nations prepared to debate sanctions, and the UK said the route to Tripoli Airport is no longer safe. All right. Wow. Lots of stuff happening over here. France and the UK will submit a proposal for an arms embargo and other measures to the UN Security Council today. French Foreign Minister Michel Alliat-Marie said, Gaddafi yesterday deployed tanks in Tripoli and his forces attacked rebels in Azawaya, west of the capital, with more than 100 killed in the fighting. Al Jazeera said, there were clashes in other western towns as the eastern coastline stayed under the control of Gaddafi opponents, who include defecting army units. But you just go back through that paragraph and take out all the stuff about Gaddafi and all that nonsense, and just insert your town and your state and this coast and that coast and you know, this bunch of radical right extremists and others. And it would start to look more like home, wouldn't it? The prospect of civil war in Africa's biggest oil producer but they're only putting out 1.8% of the global product, has pushed crude prices to a 2.5-year high. Now, that's the prospect of civil war. Speculation, fear, risk aversion has pushed prices to a 2.5-year high and led to a call for intervention to stop the worst violence yet seen in 2 months of spreading unrest across the Middle East and North Africa. Governments are sending ships and planes to evacuate their citizens, and the U.S. said it's coordinating measures against Gaddafi with other Western governments. So we didn't get to all the nuts and bolts of this yesterday, but I did want to talk about it a little bit deeper today. Because I found in this article, and the one yesterday as well, there's over 30,000 foreign nationals from China in Libya. 30,000 foreign nationals, Chinese, living in Libya. And they're being pulled out. They're being rescued. What are 30,000 Chinese doing in Libya? Gosh, it just, you know, makes you want to scratch your head. Anyway, oil rose today after pairing gains yesterday on assurances from the U.S. and Saudi that they can compensate for any drop in output from Libya. It's really not an issue. All right? Certainly isn't. U.S. Senators John McCain, this is a rather interesting little bit here. U.S. Senators John McCain and Joseph Lieberman speaking at a press conference in Jerusalem? Yeah, your representatives in the 51st state of America at work urge NATO countries to impose a no-fly zone on Libyan air bases to prevent air attacks until on the anti-Qaddafi forces, and called the U.S. to back the rebels with weapons. Lieberman said they should get military support to complete the change of leadership. It seems that Tel Aviv is backing or behind this change of leadership here. Interesting, hmm? What do they have to gain in all of this? All the money, as they say. Forces loyal to Qaddafi control most of the country, including the capital, which is Qom, and large areas of the south and west. The leader's son, Saif al-Islam, told CNN Turk Television in an interview recorded yesterday, early today. He blamed religious extremists, those damn Baptists again, for the uprising and said the rebels were fighting with weapons stolen from the army. The army. Yeah. Someone broke in to the armory and stole weapons. And they were fighting with those weapons. Security forces, it's their weapons, by the way, right? We the people and all that. Security forces surrounded mosques in Tripoli today after opposition leaders called for mass demonstrations against Qaddafi. Why are the security forces surrounding the mosque? Protect them? Would they burn their own mosque down? Or what? The security situation at Tripoli's airport has been deteriorating in recent hours, and the journey there is becoming more precarious, the United Kingdom Foreign Office said in an emailed statement. The UK reported evacuating 350 British nationals and citizens of 25 other countries yesterday aboard planes and a British frigate. Rough seas prevented the departure of a U.S. chartered ferry to take 285 people, most of them Americans, from Tripoli to Malta. Turkey has sent passenger ferries and a military ship, and China chartered 4 passenger ships from Greece and Malta and 100 buses from Egypt to move 4,600 of an estimated 30,000 nationals in Libya. That's quite a number of Chinese. Anyway, massacre in there. Egyptians escaping to their country from Libya reported attacks on civilians, and some said they had seen mercenaries from Africa and elsewhere. It's a massacre in there. Egyptian Mohammed Yahya said, describing recent violence after fleeing his home in the eastern coastal city of El Baida. Well, bite that, I guess. Drug kids getting blamed.
At HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our microplant powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the Socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
You are listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Friday, February the 25th, 2011, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We come at you live Monday through Friday, right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Of course, my name is William Roberts. Going through the news basket here pretty thoroughly this morning. A whole gob and a bunch more news laying ahead in this hour. But in the first hour, I enjoy your calls from Jeff and taking a look at some of the more local aspects of what's going down. But just kind of walking through the economy, some of the global news that's coming, some of the stuff that's happening up in Wisconsin. We're going to continue that. We're in the middle right now of an article about Libya and Gaddafi. And just kind of scratching my noggin about this comment that's made here as the foreign countries come in and try and move their foreign nationals out. This idea that the Chinese in Libya are moving with they've chartered four passenger ships from Greece and Malta and 100 buses from Egypt to move 4,600 of an estimated 30,000 nationals in Libya. I guess the others, other than the 4,600 that they're trying to move, I guess those must be just the worker bees. Those must be the collateral up for collateral damage, I guess, the pawns on the board. Actually, a pawn is kind of valuable in chess, but nevertheless, kind of profound there. I dropped in the chat, I wonder how many Chinese nationals are in Texas this morning. How many Chinese nationals are in the northwest corner of Arkansas around Walmart Center? It's corporate headquarters. How many of them are out in Oregon gearing up to work for Intel or working for Intel? How many of them are up in the state of Washington working for Bill Gates? How many of them are moving over to Idaho right now? You know, they got 1.5 billion people. They can throw 30, 40, 50,000 people into a state in a New York minute. And if they're taking the best of the best, the creme de la creme, be a substantial impact following, of course, what happened in Sudan with the partition there, what's going to be going down in Egypt. How many Chinese nationals were in Egypt we didn't hear about? Egyptians escaping to their country from Libya reported attacks on civilians. Some said they'd seen mercenaries from Africa and elsewhere. It's a massacre in there. Continuing, Gaddafi told state television yesterday that drugged kids were responsible for the uprising. Remember, we were talking about this guy Davis, right? The Albert Einstein Institution. Very interesting. And this is always about these, upwardly mobile, very well-educated young people from college and school. Where did they go to school? My question. Anyway, they're drugged kids. The possibility of civil war only exists if Gaddafi stays, blah, blah, blah. All right? It's the National Front for the Salvation of Libya, the deputy head. Here's a little bit more. The Libya, with a population of about 6.3 million, normally pumps 1.6 million barrels of oil a day, selling most of it to Europe, according to Bloomberg estimates. That's about 1.8% of the world's supply. So it's not a terribly large amount, not enough to start wringing our hankies about. But as others have said, if you go back and start with Iceland and then go into look at the little pig countries and Greece and whatnot, what's going down right now is a major shift, a transformation. Angry Irish prepare to ditch government in a historic election. Colm Heatley and Finbar Flynn writing this, a couple of good Irish boys there, for Bloomberg. Irish voters go to the polls today with anger over the collapse of the economy and the cost of rescuing banks expected to result in the biggest shift of political power in the country's history. Now, hold on. Hold on to your horses there, pal. Ireland's been around a long time. Enda Kenny's Fine Gael will emerge as the biggest party and may form a government with the Labour Party or the or the support of independent lawmakers, polls suggest. We'll find out about Enda Kenny right after this. Stay tuned.
Wish that you could listen to Oracle Broadcasting away from your computer? Now you can with Oracle Broadcasting's new Listen by Phone feature. This free service turns any phone into an Oracle Broadcasting receiver. Simply call 704-772-7627. At the prompt, press the Oracle station code 10007. That's 704-772-7627, then 10007. Normal long distance and cell phone rates apply. Stay connected with OracleBroadcasting.com.
Imagine no longer being tied down to your computer, but having the freedom to take live talk radio with you anywhere you go. TalkStream Live introduces our first ever iPhone application. The talk shows you follow now follow you, and your iPhone is now the fastest and easiest way to stay connected to the best talk radio on the internet. Let TalkStream Live transform the way you listen to radio. Listen to live talk shows 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Mobile talk radio from TalkStream Live, now available in the iTunes App Store.
Heirloom Organics non-hybrid seeds are the long-term survival food solution. Heirloom Organics is the largest provider of 100% non-hybrid seeds prepared for long-term storage. Starting at just $99, the complete survival seed vault contains a one-year food garden for two people. The family, homestead, and farm packs provide for up to 12 people. Go to GetSeedsNow.com. Learn how you can protect your family and community by providing everlasting food supply from your own non-hybrid seeds at GetSeedsNow.com. Or call 877-980-SEEDS. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com. To see our extensive line of specialty seed packs, which include kitchen herbs, medicinal herbs, herbal tea, fruit, tomato, chili peppers, and many others, go to GetSeedsNow.com or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
So back to our discussion about Ireland. The Irish voters go to the polls today with the anger over the collapse of the economy and the cost of rescuing banks expected to result in the biggest shift of political power in the country's history. Enda Kenny. I wonder if he has a brother, Starda Kenny, but Enda Kenny's fine gal, Gael, G-A-E-L, you say it. Never was too good with Gaelic, anyway, will emerge as the biggest party and may form a government with the Labour Party. See, this is one of the problems with this European socialist concept, anyway. This multi-party system, really bad news, all right? Really bad news. They got the Fine Gael, the Labour Party, the Fianna Fáil, the Sinn Féin, and then they've got others. This Fine Gael, according to the graph here on the article, has about 40%. Of the voter population, 18% to Labour, 15% to Fianna Fáil, 10% in the Sinn Féin, and 17% in the others. Ultimately, somebody's going to get elected, but rarely will their majority ever have any representation in a house that divided. This election is being fought on economic issues of historic importance, said Dermot O'Leary, the chief economist at Goodbody Stockbrokers in Dublin. These are not going to be just issues for this election, but for a number of elections, he said. Then he finished his Guinness. Voting starts across the country of 4.5 million at 7 o'clock a.m. and ends at 10 p.m. to fill the 160-seat parliament, 66-seat parliament in Dublin, called the Dáil, or Dáil, D-A-I-L. Counting begins tomorrow. Isn't that interesting? Isn't that interesting in Ireland? You know, they cast the votes today, and tomorrow we'll count them. Okay, that's pretty handy. And the first indications of the results will come in at 8 a.m. when the state broadcaster, RTE, publishes an exit poll. All right, I like the way they're going so far. I wonder if they hand count all those ballots. Support for Fine Gael stands at 40% according to a Red Sea poll published on February the 23rd by Paddy Power PLC. Paddy Power. Compared with 15% for Fianna Fáil, which is governed for three of every 4 years since winning its first election in 1932. So they've had power for a long time. And then it continues. It talks about how people feel like they're losing, you know, this and losing that. Now, this is, again, back to Libya. Just to give you an idea that we're not out of the woods yet here and all this. Libya's tribal revolt may mean the last nail in the coffin for Gaddafi. All right, tribal revolt. My gosh, who would ever think of such a thing? Carolyn Alexander writing this for Bloomberg. Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi spent most of his 41-year regime trying to sideline the country's tribes. Tribes. Underline that. Tribes. That may be something he's now regretting as his power unravels. Akram al-Khawfali, a senior member of the Warfala tribe, on February 20th, so, you know, remember the Hebrew boys got all divided up into tribes there, not race, tribes, though. Akram al-Khawfali, a senior member of the Warfala tribe, on February the 20th, announced it was withdrawing support from Gaddafi, saying he's no longer a brother. The al-Zawiya tribe threatened to halt the flow of oil if Gaddafi doesn't stop killing protesters. By February the 23rd, most tribes were united in their opposition. It's like the Sioux and the Blackfoot, you know, the Arapaho, and the Tlingit, you know, all that. Algonquin, Chippewa, Fani. The tribes. Interesting. The tribes are powerful, especially outside urban centers, said Charles Gurdon. You get outside of the urban areas. You know, outside of the cities where everybody comes together and jumps into the big homogenous bowl of soup, then they're heterogeneous. They're tribes. We talked a little bit about patriarchy and matriarchy earlier on the week. Maybe it was last week. Perhaps we'll have time to go back to that today. Tribes. Interesting. You can think about this as your local voting precinct group or your assemblies and the power of that. But also these tribes are intergenerational, been around a while. You know, we're not talking about something that was settled yesterday. People have been living on the Dark Continent for thousands of years. The tribes are powerful, especially outside urban centers, says Charles Gurdon. It's like coming down into the Ozarks and trying to muscle your way around. Better be careful. Olivia, analyst and managing director of the London-based Minas Associates political risk consulting firm, in a phone interview, quote, "The fact the majority of them are now opposed to Gaddafi is probably the last nail in his coffin." You piss off the tribes, Bubba, and you won't be the chief for long. Tribal loyalties form the bedrock of Libyan society. It's nice to get a little bit of an anthropological and geographic review out of the news basket from time to time. Well, Gaddafi says the patchwork of more than 100 tribes makes a slide into civil war inevitable if he's ousted. Academics and opposition members say they have been key in uniting Libyans against the regime and will help shape the country's political future. How very important it is when the tribes or their local voting precinct groups all come together and depose the ruling monarchs in your county. If this movement continues to gain speed and it overturns the regime, the tribes will try to create a new political system. See what I'm saying? I know you think I'm crazy for suggesting such a thing, but if we don't abolish the established two-party political system in this country, there will be no representation. Continuing, the biggest tribe protests calling for the ouster of Gaddafi now into a second week have been met with a brutal crackdown. Almost 300 people have died, according to Human Rights Watch. That has also driven oil prices, blah, blah, blah. of the 20 largest tribes with real political influence, the Warfala is the biggest and originates from the eastern region now under rebel control. Can you imagine? You know, be reading about this 2 years from now, and we find that the Midwest is now under tribal control. Yeah. As Washington District of Criminals tries to figure out how they're going to be able to exist in a 10-mile square as we build the wall. U.S. can ride out Libyan oil supply disruption with reserves, the usurper says. This article by Kate Anderson Brower and Nicholas Johnson. Barry, the usurper, sought to assure markets and the public that the U.S. economy can withstand any disruption in Libya's oil production caused by the revolt against Muammar Gaddafi's regime. All right? And it's important to understand this, you know. Yeah, they got 1.8% of global production over there in Libya, but it's not a, should not bother us. And we shouldn't be seeing a rise in West Texas Intermediate, or as we like to say here, light sweet crude. The usurper and members of his administration said the ability to tap reserves held by major economies and the capacity of other oil-producing countries to pump more crude will blunt the impact from the loss of shipments from Libya, which accounts for about 1.8% of global supply. We'll be able to ride out the Libya situation, and it will stabilize, the usurper said yesterday, as he joined the first meeting of his advisory council on jobs and competitiveness at the White House. This is just kind of like a council redux 2.0. Got a couple of new faces, but most haven't been around since the beginning of his administration. Crude oil retreated from the highest level in 29 months after the statement by Obama. You see, it just immediately turned around. It has so much to do with confidence in the investment community. We saw the decline then in the Dow and the NASDAQ and the S&P. All right. Not a big deal. All right, this is just a minor speed bump here. Shouldn't be driving the prices up, but you know these batards will stop at nothing to rake us over the pole and win a profit for themselves. That's what they do. They make money. That's why they're in business. We'll be right back.
Know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing.
Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com.
But wait, there's more.
You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Every day you hear the news. As an American citizen, I'm sure you're concerned. You may even feel like you have no control. Of course, you can't control things like natural disasters or the real estate meltdown, but these days a number of Americans are returning to the practice of being self-reliant by keeping food and water in reserve. That's why you need BeFoodReady.com. BeFoodReady.com has high-quality, delicious foods that are savable and storable. The foods are dehydrated, so all you need to do is add water. They're made from premium-grade fresh raw fruits, vegetables, dairy products, and other high-quality ingredients. Our stuff is awesome, and it's available in single packets for less than $2 a serving. When you buy it in the packs, it can be 91 cents or less, depending on the package that you're getting. And these foods can be stored for as long as 15 years. Log on to our website to watch a short video, learn about our food selections, how to start your own business, and how you can try 6 meals for free. Log on to BeFoodReady.com.
A wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties, a few years ago. In fact, Moronis called his work a dire prophecy. and it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.endofamerica10.com. Although this video may be offensive to some audiences, it's worth checking out. Again, that's www.endofamerica10.com.
Radio X. With your host, Jimmy X.
Sundays at noon on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
I saw a note from our chat room that when we're talking about tribes here, in as far as Libya is concerned, that we're talking about the indigenous people that have been there probably many generations, that were converted to Islam at some point in their history. All right, but basically these are the indigenous people. These are people who live there. You know, like I said, Pawnee, Sioux, Hopi, etc., Lakota. We'll be able to write out the Libya situation, and it will stabilize. He says here, see if I got what I wanted to get. Let's see. Will that be it? Yeah, let's do it. We'll be able to ride out the Libya situation and it will stabilize, the usurper said as he joined the first meeting, blah, blah, blah. Crude oil retreated, and I just checked the Dow, the NASDAQ, the S&P, they're all up this morning. Gold is still up. Silver, platinum, palladium, and rhodium, they're all still up this morning. And so things are percolating along just ducky. And everybody's relaxing. So it was mostly speculation in the market that was as regards to this Libyan situation that was impacting the markets yesterday. And we should see it all pretty well stabilize over the weekend, come out in a good place on Monday, provided that somebody whacks Gaddafi. In addition, he said, there's a fair amount of excess capacity in parts of OPEC that will make it less likely that the market will build up higher prices over time. That's a good sign. Earlier in the day, Austin Goolsbee, we've had him on our radar stream. He's the chairman of the White House Council of Economic Advisors. I think he was the guy that took over, Larry Summers' place, said that the U.S. economy can withstand oil price increases so far. I don't know about whether we can withstand oil prices increases so far. We might have to stand for them, but I don't know about withstanding them. Anything that, like we have seen so far, neither we nor the private sector has forecast that would derail our recovery, Goolsbee said. So they didn't see this coming, obviously. Give us a break, right? Unexpectedly, all of a sudden, out of no place, came all of these spontaneous revolutions as people remembered the word freedom. Goolsbee said that as the economy has grown more energy efficient, fuel prices increases have had less impact on economic growth. I know this guy's from Texas. He's got to have an inside scoop here somewhere. Still, gasoline prices have risen 20% from a year ago to a nationwide average of $3.19 a gallon. It may not be impacting Goolsbee, and I know it's impacting a lot of people that hang out at the level of poverty that I do. We start from a more optimistic place for 2011 than we have been in some time, Goolsbee said. He's optimistic. He ought to be. He just got a new job. Consumer confidence climbed last week to the highest level since April of 2008. How confident do you feel this morning? He says here, Americans grew less pessimistic about their finances. Are you kidding? Are you kidding? Get out of the dollar, folks. Get out of that paper currency. Get out of it as quickly as you can. Get it into something you trust. The rise in oil prices brought a call yesterday for the usurper to consider tapping the U.S. Strategic Petroleum Reserve, which holds about 726.5 million barrels of crude in four caverns created in salt domes along the Texas and Louisiana Gulf Coast. So just remember that. We've been into these a couple of times before. Last time was at Katrina. So this, they exist, all right, these salt domes. We've got 726.5 million barrels of crude in our treasure chest hiding under the ground. All right, let's go over here. And remember Judge Roll. I don't know if there's any truth to it or not, but I sure was going through a bunch of emails after they got whacked. Yeah, he was the guy that got whacked, the woman that got injured. Her name was Gifford. But when Loeffner cut loose, if he was the one that was cutting loose with the 33 stack in the Glock, Judge Roll got whacked, and he was hot on the heels in pursuit of court cases that might keep the gov from getting after people's pensions. But California panel calls for cuts to government workers' pensions. Everybody's after pensions. Michael Marios and Christopher Palmieri writing this: California should scale back pension promises to public workers and reshape the benefit system to make it similar to those used in industry to rein in costs, a state oversight panel recommended. And there's wisdom in that. A lot of wisdom in that. I have always been opposed to collective bargaining of government workers, and that includes your police, and that includes your firemen, and that includes your military. I mean, it's just great, isn't it? All of the government workers go on strike and they shut down your state government. And then all of your police go on strike and they walk away. Then all of your military, they go on strike. Could you imagine the scene? All of a sudden, you know, they're over there in Afghanistan, and the guys on the one side, they're looking across the little, you know, area there, shooting across the poppy fields, and the guys on the other side, they look across and they go, "What the hell are we doing this for?" Everybody kind of looks at each other, they all hold their heads up and shake. Yeah, they don't know. So they all just throw down their weapons uniformly, and then they go on strike. So they do a walkout. They walk out on war, and they're going to hold out for higher wages, better benefits. They want less hazardous working conditions, you know? And so the militaries on both sides just go on strike. Collective bargaining works pretty good, but it's not too good for war. Anyway, government pension costs are no longer sustainable. The independent Little Hoover Commission, said yesterday, it called on lawmakers and Democratic Governor Jerry Brown to hold benefits at current levels and recalculate yet-to-be-earned payments under a new hybrid that includes the elements of a traditional pension plan and a 401k account where the beneficiaries bear the investment risk. Doesn't mention anything in here about CAFRA1.com. Doesn't mention anything in here at all about CorporationNation.com. Guess they haven't seen the video. The rising cost and the underfunding of public employee pensions has sparked a national debate, most recently in Wisconsin, where Republican Governor Scott Walker has asked the legislature to boost contributions from state workers. In other words, they want a little bit from the workers, pay for their pensions, pay for their health care, and they're all on strike and up and tight about it because they're being asked to chip in. Of course, they don't mind stealing from you and me, but they don't want to chip out of their own pocket. But boy, I'll tell you, on a larger scale, it's all a rigged game. You don't want to. I'm not going to even go there. California's pension plans are dangerously underfunded, the result of overly generous benefit promises, wishful thinking, and an unwillingness to plan prudently, Commission President Daniel Hancock said in a letter to lawmakers. And Brown yesterday, quote, "Unless aggressive reforms are implemented now, the problem will get far worse, forcing counties and cities to severely reduce services and lay off employees to meet pension obligations." Well, when you're broke, sometimes you have to rein in spending. A man's wants are endless. His needs can be usually written on the back of an envelope. Anyway, let's go back into this a little deeper. Go to the next one here. Come along now. Here we go. This thing's being a little bit of a butt trying to load that one. Locking up on me. And we'll just continue to talk about it. Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on. Here we are. U.S. House Republicans move to end foreclosure aid programs. Let's go back to our discussion of Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac. All right. Interesting article. Continuing. Phil Mattingly, writing for Bloomberg. U.S. House Republicans plan to move forward with bills that would end anti-foreclosure programs put in place by the administration of Barry the Usurper, saying they are doing more harm than good. I'll say that again. Slow down, Will. U.S. House Republicans plan to move forward with bills that would end anti-foreclosure programs put in place by Barry the Usurper, saying they are doing more harm than good. But who are they harming? Freddie Mac? Fannie Mae? Who are they protecting? The judges, maybe? The judges' pension plans? They're all in on this, you know. It's a scam. It's a big scheme. And so what's up with these, U.S. House Republicans in the majority now? They want to just go ahead and open the door? They want to get the fire hose out and flood the people with foreclosures? Well, good news for the people. We've got people that are getting very, very close now to having the mystery to this little problem unraveled. And when it is unleashed, it ought to burn them down. We'll be right back.
Looking for great talk radio? You found it. This is the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hi, I'm Don Wiskin, and have you ever wondered what the garlic cayenne drops could do for you? February is Heart Month, and we want you to find out just what can happen when you take the right combination of herbs designed to maintain our cardiovascular health. Purchase a 4-month supply of Extendovite drops or capsules, plus get a bonus month supply of capsules for only $125 plus shipping. That's 5 months worth of Extendovite for $25 per month. This is a Heart Month special to help get you started on your path to better health and ends February 28th. So don't be left out. Find out what Extendovite can do for you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
At hempusa.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our microplant powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the Socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member's stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
So back into this discussion a little bit further here in regards to this House Financial Services Committee, which will consider bills next week to terminate 4 mortgage assistance programs, including the Treasury Department's Home Affordable Modification Program, or HAMP. Here's a quote. In an era of record-breaking deficits, it's time to pull the plug on these programs that are actually doing more harm than good for struggling homeowners, Representative Spencer Baucus of Alabama, the chairman of the panel, said today. These programs may have been well-intentioned, but they're not working and in reality are making things worse. Now listen carefully. While the Treasury Department reported that more than 30,000 homeowners permanently lowered their mortgage payments in December as participation in HAMP accelerated, the program has failed to reach Obama's goal of helping 3 million to 4 million homeowners avoid foreclosure. Now, let's stop right there. According to the research that was done by a woman named Heather, again, she's a former prosecuting attorney out of Pierce County, Washington. I heard her talking about it last evening on Alfred Addis' broadcast with Donna Barron. And Dawn has just been doing some incredible research as well. Been interviewed by many people, including Ralph Winterroad and others. But Heather is basically saying that there have been no loans made. Wow. How can you imagine that? You go into a bank, you apply for a home loan. You sit down, you go through, and you get all the paperwork and all of that. And you go in, and the bank gives you a check, I guess. And you pay off the builder. Of course, the bank pays off the builder. They never really give you the checks. You never see them. But apparently, there's no loan that has been made. These things, it's like a gift. It's a gift when you come in and sit down. It's a gift to the bankers when you come in and you sit down and you go through this process and you finally get to the closing room and get the loan closed. You're like making a gift. You're making a gift of a securitized note to the bank. It's like a check. When you write a check to the grocer and the grocer writes, stamps it on the back for deposit only, and they bank, he turns it in with a bundle of other checks and cash at the end of the day. The bank can cherry pick that check out of the deposit bag. And then rather than deposit that anyplace, he just creates the money, credits your account with it. But it's all through bookkeeping, call reporting, and tax reporting that this little miracle in banking happens. And if you happen to be borrowing on a house, you're basically, in effect, making a loan or a gift to the bank. You're creating the money. That's, we understand, most of us do. But you're actually making a gift. The check, the loan, the note, is never endorsed on the back. And it just gets bundled together with gobs and bunches of other such loans. And it gets a CUSIP number attached to it, and it's traded on NASDAQ at sometimes phenomenal multipliers of the original amount. Unbelievable stuff going down, far too complicated for me to explain. I hope to, in the soon, have her come on, maybe with Alfred Addisk and Donna Barrett, and we can talk about it in greater detail, let you hear it directly from the researchers' mouths. But again, there's a problem here. If you remember, we talk about Katrina, or we look at what went down following Macondo Gently Weeps in the Gulf of Mexico and BP. My advice was don't settle. Look at the trouble that happened to the people in New York City after the live burning sacrifice visited upon the high places there on September the 11th. They settled. They got their bribe money and had to sign agreements to keep their mouths shut till the day they die. It's like the survivors of the USS Liberty. We want to be very careful about settling up early. But what's really a tragedy here, whether Representative Spencer Baucus is stating it correctly, these people, 30,000 homeowners, have, quote-unquote, permanently lowered their mortgage payments. What did they do? They went back in and they signed up. They perhaps got a different document stream started. They indebted themselves once again for something that really had been a gift originally to the bank that the bank made fabulous and fantastic money on. And this is Freddie Mac and Fannie Mae at the heart of this trouble. And it's just now starting to be unraveled and revealed in courts and being proved and tested in courts of law. And the judges seem to be in on this system. They just don't want to go there. They just don't want to go there. They don't want to go into the bookkeeping. They don't want to go into the tax reporting. And they don't want to go into the call reporting that goes along with these loans. They don't want to go there. Why? Because what are their pensions invested in? What are their retirement programs invested in? Collateralized debt obligations. Mortgage-backed securities, they're in on the fraud. That's why you can't get any justice in the courts. That's why they just take these foreclosure mills to their favorite judge, and the judge cranks it up, and you're lucky to even crease your trousers while you're in the courtroom. never even get a chance to sit down. All rise, good day. All rise, good day. All rise, good day. And they just crank them out. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 minutes. You never get an evidentiary hearing. It's just argument. And your argument is insufficient. You don't know what to say. So you're just gone. You thought you owed some money, but you didn't owe any money. As a matter of fact, they owe you money. And they don't want to admit it. It's clever. I'm not explaining it very well, but it's clever. The results continuing have been criticized by housing advocates, lawmakers, and watchdog groups, including Neil Borofsky, Special Inspector General for TARP, who in a January report called the results anemic and remarkably discouraging. Republican Representative Jim Jordan of Ohio and Patrick McHenry of North Carolina last month introduced the bill to terminate HAMP. The panel also will mark up bills that would terminate the Federal Housing Authority refinance program, funding for the Emergency Homeowners Relief Program, and the Neighborhood Stabilization Program. Lawmakers in the Democrat-controlled Senate have not introduced companion legislation, however. Things are about to come unglued. We're not talking about a few dollars here. The $61 billion cut in the budget, that's a drop in the bucket, folks. It's a drop in the bucket. And guess what? We shared with you in the earlier article, FedGov is controlling now Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. We're going to have to fight this all the way up the chain. This may break the country in half. This is probably one of the greatest schemes and the greatest frauds that's ever starting to be, you know, exposed, has been perpetrated on people in the history of mankind. Gaddafi, he's a bit actor. He's a speed bump on the side of the road. He's not even a speed bump. He's a lane change bump, you know. Guy's just like a nothing. A little bit of crude oil, a little bit of Brent. Sidebar, distraction. What's really happening today is still foreclosure gate. Marine power turns the corner as utilities invest, UK Trust says. This by Alex Morales, writing for Bloomberg. Wave and tidal energy are set to take off as utilities, including Germany's E.ON AG, Iberdrola, SA, Scottish Power Unit, and Sweden's Vattenfall, AB, step up investment in the new industry, the UK's Carbon Trust said. Carbon trading, Carbon Trust, green energies. Now, there's lots of alternative energy that's being advanced out there. But who's going to wind up footing the bill for it all? You. At a time when you can't afford it, you know, any more than anyone else can. But at the end of the month, when you're trying to pay your bills and your utility prices just keep going up and up and up and up. And everything that you buy and everything that you touch will be, you know, absorbing these carbon costs. And at the same time, as we've shared time and time again, this has nothing to do with the environment, really. It all has to do with money. Follow the money. The polluters will continue to pollute. They'll just have to pay a little to buy carbon credits. The people that don't produce, non-producers, they'll provide the credit. And then you and me, the consumers of utilities and all things otherwise, we're the ones that pick up the tab. Redistribution of your wealth. At the greatest level. The first commercial scale plants should be producing power from the UK's waves and tides within 4 years. That'd be a good thing. Private company get out there and do that sort of work. That'd be a good thing. But we're going right back to Credit Mobilier. This is Credit Mobilier of the 21st century, the green energies fraud. And we're giving away massive amounts of land and wealth to corporations. That's what sustainable development is all about. It's sustaining the environmental and developmental corporations that are on this planet, the NGOs, the trading partners, the public-private partnerships, corporate fascism, say it any way that you want. That's what sustainable development is, and the green movement.
Ever
wish that you could listen to Oracle Broadcasting away from your computer? Now you can with Oracle Broadcasting's new Listen by Phone feature. This free service turns any phone into an Oracle Broadcasting receiver. Simply call 704-772-7627. At the prompt, press the Oracle station code 10007. That's 704-772-7627, then 10007. Normal long distance and cell phone rates apply. Stay connected with OracleBroadcasting.com.
Imagine no longer being tied down to your computer, but having the freedom to take live talk radio with you anywhere you go. TalkStream Live introduces our first ever iPhone application. The talk shows you follow now follow you, and your iPhone is now the fastest and easiest way to stay connected to the best talk radio on the internet. Let TalkStream Live transform the way you listen to radio. Listen to live talk shows 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Mobile talk radio from TalkStream Live, now available in the iTunes App Store.
Heirloom Organics non-hybrid seeds are the long-term survival food solution. Heirloom Organics is the largest provider of 100% non-hybrid seeds prepared for long-term storage. Starting at just $99, the complete survival seed vault contains a one-year food garden for two people. The family, homestead, and farm packs provide for up to 12 people. Go to GetSeedsNow.com. Learn how you can protect your family and community by providing everlasting food supply from your own non-hybrid seeds at GetSeedsNow.com. Or call 877-980-SEEDS. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com. Or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com. To see our extensive line of specialty seed packs, which include kitchen herbs, medicinal herbs, herbal tea, fruit, tomato, chili peppers, and many others, go to GetSeedsNow.com. Or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com.
We all know that Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Live Free or Die Radio with Lee Rogers, the most dangerous talk show in America.
Weekdays at 9 p.m. Central on Oracle Broadcasting.
And your calls are certainly welcome, folks. It's 866-841-1065. If you'd like to call in and weigh in on any of the topics we've been discussing, your calls would be welcome. Let's go up to Kevin in Minnesota and say good morning, Kevin.
Good morning, sir. How are you this morning?
Absolutely fantastic. Good to hear your voice.
Well, thank you. It's good to be heard. My brother kind of went through the sad story of the whole housing crisis and whatnot, and even back further than that, he used to work at the Ford plant in St. Paul, Minnesota, and I'm sure everybody knows the story of what happened to those poor sobs. But he lost his job, and then he couldn't make house payments, and then he went in to try to make arrangements to try to not lose his house, and
yikes. Where did he go? Go ahead.
Am I here?
Yeah, I dropped you for a second there, but you're real good. It's just Skype. Sometimes it dips.
Well, anyway, when he tried to work with the banks to try to keep his home, they told him to just stop making payments on his house. And I thought this was the most ridiculous thing that anybody could tell anybody. And then the same thing happened to my mother out on the reservation a couple years ago, where she ran into her husband of course, a veteran, having horrible lung diseases from Agent Orange and whatnot, he couldn't work anymore either. So the same thing happened in their situation. And they were also told to stop making payments on their home. And again, I was just baffled by this. Now, I'm thinking in theory, and I wish either one of them would have, you know, taken my suggestion, but I knew as a renter that I have rights as a renter and my landlord. And by putting my rent into escrow, I was able to bring my landlord to court.
Okay.
To make sure things were done right and properly. And I'm thinking the same way goes with these people that are having such horrible issues with their homes, that instead of paying the banks, go ahead, start up an escrow account, and there is a percentage. I can't remember what it is, but as long as you faithfully make a percentage payment of your mortgage, it does not show you being delinquent in the fact that you are trying to make a home payment, that you're not just saying, you know, screw you. So if you have your home in question of where the title stands, why not write your mortgage holder a letter and said, look, this is the situation. I have now opened up a bank account, and I am putting my mortgage in escrow upon you proving who holds my note to my home. And then that way, you can't be held as being defiant and just saying, I'm not going to pay you whatsoever, and you have the proof of the bank account or escrow of your payments, and then that puts these people to the fire where they need to produce your document.
Well, that's a really good solution. You know, I'll just say it that way. Not being, you know, versed in procedure and all that. I have read a bit of law, but not being a lawyer, I wouldn't want to say, yeah, that's the thing to do, because I don't know if it'll work or not. But there's a couple of things that are happening in that, and it's a good suggestion. First of all, we know that there's a lot of trouble in the foreclosure gate. We don't know the details on all of the companies, but we do know the names of some of the companies that are in the greatest peril. All right. And so one of the things that would definitely be working in your favor, we're doing that, just like you, you're not paying your rent and spending the money thinking that you're not going to have to. You're setting it aside someplace safe where out of your reach. You know, you're the greatest danger to your money, at least as I am. But you're setting the money aside so that it can be shown, it can be seen, you have a track, you have a trail, and paperwork that goes with it. You're trying to get a question answered, or you're trying to bring something to the attention of the court. And so I think that's a really good idea. One of the things that I heard last night, Kevin, which I thought was really interesting, was that when this one particular case was going forward in the courts, and when the mortgage company was shown incapable of producing the security, that individual then turned around and filed foreclosure on one of the branches of Wells Fargo Bank. And he was able to get a sheriff to post it and bring it to the auction. And, I mean, to tell you, you talk about getting a bank's attention, you put them in foreclosure, you use their trick against them, and, you know, hey, that kind of changes things around. Now, if you did like 1,000 or 10,000, and as this article mentions, millions of Americans, up to 300 million of these mortgages out there, you do a class action suit on that magnitude with Goldman Sachs and Bank of America and J.P. Morgan Chase and Wells Fargo and Citigroup, buddy, this is a game changer, and if we can get the right lead on it, we could say to heck with the Supreme Court. We could almost say that this is not even going to go beyond state court, and we can handle it inside the state because it's a state issue. At least it could be. I don't know that for a fact, but remember, Kevin, all of the attorneys general that got together and put their heads down on this thing? I mean, there's something brewing here that is not being told. And if it takes the rise of the Mediterranean Union to take our minds off of what's really at stake here, I wouldn't put it past the globalists to try it.
Well, I mean, absolutely. And you know, I learned that lesson from when I was renting. But however, in the situation where I'm at now, where I do have a mortgage, where I used to have Washington Mutual, and Washington Mutual was sucked up by Chase.
Right.
Now, ironically, within the last couple months, Chase Manhattan has sent me all the way to certified mail about wanting to renegotiate, and they're telling me about how, oh, we have this wonderful, really low-rate mortgage that we want you to sign and everything. And when they finally called me and cornered me on the phone, I asked them, I said, well, can you tell me, you know, who owns my home? And then the woman was baffled, and she's like, well, what do you mean? I'm like, well, who has the deed of my home? And then she kept trying to say, well, you made an agreement with us to, and I said, well, no, wait a minute. I did not make any agreement with you at all. I made agreement with Washington Mutual. I have no binding contract with you, and so I would like you to produce my deed. And the woman was just flabbergasted that I brought this up to her, and she, you know, couldn't wrap her mind about it. And so I'm actually contemplating the whole thing of starting up an account of escrow and holding Chase Manhattan to the fire and see what may come of it.
Well, remember when you're doing this, you know, that there's two parts to it, you know. One of them is you have your trust deed, and the second part is the note, all right, the promissory note that's supposed to go with it. There's the two parts to the situation. So one, you want to see the wet ink signature on the note. That's the, you know, indebtedness. And then the security aspect is your statutory warranty deed or your deed of trust. And so there's two of them that need to run at the same time. But one of the questions that this attorney has brought out, former prosecuting attorney, is that what we really want is to ask these really important three questions, you know, and that is, show me the bookkeeping, show me the loan that you could use as the credit in a trustee sale, and show me the tax reporting. And if you can ask those three questions, this is the evidence. I want to see copies of all three of these. They won't. They will not go there. They can't do it. And as she's said, the banks will usually just fold up their tent like Muhammad and go to a different part of the desert, you know, find another oasis. But I think you're right. When we look at it from the standpoint of these banks calling you, what they're basically doing, you know, it's the old Box Canyon trick, you know. Everybody's used it in hunting in the past. They put out all this nice fresh alfalfa hay and a big bowl of fresh spring water, and they're enticing you into a new loan agreement. I think that would be the greatest peril. I would never even consider it. I would absolutely do what you did. I would just say, no, show me the note. Show me your deed. Show me the evidence of my indebtedness. Show me the loan that you could use as the credit in a trustee's sale. Show me the bookkeeping and show me your tax reporting. Otherwise, buzz off, you know, and go ahead and set up that account, because you're not going to be alone here. You know, we got 300 million Americans that are looking at the same problem.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much for what you're doing, sir. Continue on the fight, and maybe this should be a YouTube video of a procedure of what may occur with the rest of us.
Well, I'm certainly hoping to get these two researchers on, perhaps even with Alfred Addis. Can we could do a series on this and get it on the archives so that people can use it. But I appreciate so very much your calling in this morning, Kevin.
You bet. Take care, sir.
Bye for now. Folks, that's it. We're all out of time for today. We'll be back again on Monday. Hope you have a great weekend. Until the next time, good day.
Taking it back, one precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing.
Stickers from libertystickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's libertystickers.com.
But wait. There's more.
You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to libertystickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. Libertystickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Every day you hear the news. As an American citizen, I'm sure you're concerned. You may even feel like you have no control. Of course, you can't control things like natural disasters or the real estate meltdown, but these days, a number of Americans are returning to the practice of being self-reliant by keeping food and water in reserve. That's why you need BeFoodReady.com. BeFoodReady.com has high-quality, delicious foods that are savable and storable. The foods are dehydrated, so all you need to do is add water. They're made from premium-grade fresh raw fruits, vegetables, dairy products, and other high-quality ingredients. Our stuff is awesome, and it's available in single packets for less than $2 a serving. When you buy it in the packs, it can be 91 cents or less, depending on the package that you're getting. And these foods can be stored for as long as 15 years. Log on to our website to watch a short video, learn about our food selections, how to start your own business, and how you can try 6 meals for free. Log on to BeFoodReady.com.
This is the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Visit us online at OracleBroadcasting.com.